Friday, May 6th, 2022. Short and sharp couplet today. One we've done before. Challenging. But we're going to give you options so that you can find something that fits well for you. This is the 2010 Northwest Regional Event Number 1. It was 3 rounds for time of 10 overhead squats at 135 pounds for men, 95 pounds for women, and 50 double-unders. Beautiful, effective, and gross. We also have it as a 2-person team workout. 3 rounds for time, 10 overhead squats, 50 double-unders, but 2 people working at once. The overhead squats are synchronized at the bottom of the lift, and each person must do 50 double-unders per round, but synchronization is not required, and they could be working at the same time. Last time we did this was July 3rd, 2020. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, see how did it go for you, should you have changed the loading, etc., etc. Video showing the overhead squat and the double-under. You know, you've got double-unders or you don't, to some degree, right? But for this lift, for the overhead squat, there's 10 reps per round. I would like to know that somebody feels if they were fresh, they could get a set of 15 overhead squats with that loading. Again, not in the workout, but if they were fresh, warmed up, could you get 15 with good technique? If the answer is yes, you're probably in the right neighborhood to consider doing it. Prescribed or not, let's consider it a different option. Super fitness robot time for this, hold on to your hats, 4 minutes or less. It's true. More likely time, for most of us humans, in the neighborhood of 8 minutes. Wild card option. I don't know if you're going to like this or hate this. Similar workout, but we're going to replace the overhead squat and we're going to replace the double under. The wild card option, 3 rounds for time, 10 thrusters at 135 or 95, and 50 single unders. That's going to get it done. And then there's a 2-person team version of that. We've got a video showing the thruster there. Scaled option, 3 rounds for time, 10 overhead squats, knock the loading down to 95 pounds for men, 65 for women, and we've got 50 single unders there. And there's also a 2-person team version of that, video of the single under also. Limited equipment crew, 3 rounds for time of 10 right arm dumbbell overhead squats, then 10 left arm dumbbell overhead squats, and 50 double unders. That's done with a single dumbbell, 1 50-pound dumbbell extended overhead for men, 1 35-pounder for women. We've got a video showing the one-arm dumbbell overhead squat. Super fitness robot time for the Leo crew, 5 minutes, 45 seconds or less, more likely in the neighborhood of 11:30. And the no equipment workout, 3 rounds for time, 50 air squats, 15 meters of handstand walking. Now, if you don't have handstand walking, I wrote that you could do 40 push-ups in place of every 15 meters of handstand walking. That could be regular push-ups, hand release push-ups, knee push-ups, elevated push-ups. Accessory work, optional as always. First part is a dumbbell front rack walking lunge. You're going to do 3 sets of 10 to 20 meters of lunging. You choose the loading, resting a couple minutes between each. The other part of the optional accessory work gives you 3 choices. Pick just one. Either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, video there. Descent from handstand variations is the other choice. Watch that video and then just play around with whichever part of that is appropriately challenging for you and you will get strong. Or strict handstand push-ups, accumulate 30 to 50 repetitions. Cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got the frog stretch, holding that for 1 to 2 minutes, calves and foam rolling, as well as the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. All of those have videos. Hope you enjoyed that glorious couplet. I'm not sure what I'm going to do on this day. I might actually do the thrusters because they're oddly intriguing to me. Anyway, have a great day, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.